my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts Ashley and JD. So, we're going to start off with another email question here. So we've got a new person, so Danji, we've got a bit of competition now, kid. We've got... we've got an email from David.
David Boy.
Big Dave, don't know who you are, how big you are or anything, but yeah.
It's ironic, either way.
Yeah. So, he's emailed us these, love the poo stories, have you got any more, doesn't have to be about poo, just something funner.
Right. Okay, yeah, so I've got a story, and it's, we touched on a bit last week, where... You know when you had good numbers going out?
Yeah.
So, every now and again we used to go to Worcester for a night out. And I don't know why we did, because we never used to stay in a hotel, we just sleep in the van.
And yeah, we had a couple of chaotic nights like that.
Didn't So, this one night in particular though, is the lad that was taking us down, he had his big Sprinter van.
Yeah.
I won't say his name just in case or whatever. But yeah, so... If I remember right, we had three in the front, obviously driving the two passengers in the front of the van. And yeah. I want to say there was about six or... About five or six in the back of the van at the time.
I know which night you're on about. I can't remember how many there was.
Because
I think there was about eight of us in total.
Yeah, so
Yeah, there would have been about five. Because no one else drove there as
no,
well.
No, no, that one particular time was just...
Yeah, it was just the one vehicle. Yeah. Because we was meant to stay... Someone's house, wasn't we?
No, not that night.
That's why we ended up sleeping in the van.
No, not this night I'm on about. Maybe that was another night, but the night...
We had a few occasions like that anyway.
Yeah, but this night, because I remember this night, you got fucked. So anyway,
that was pretty much every time. I don't think there was a time that we went out in Worcester and I wasn't completely rat-arsed.
Yeah, but So literally, I remember we all confirmed going out, 8-9 of us. We'll go in an hour to get ready, or whatever it was. So I remember thinking, what I'm gonna do, because I know we're gonna end up sleeping there. That's what we've done. My old bed had a bed underneath my bed in case someone stopped over.
Yeah.
So I just took the mattress from that and put in his van, and I remember thinking, nah, I'm going to get fucked tonight. I went up the road, brought a Lamborghini, a bottle of Lamborghini. Do you remember that? Like £2.75 at the cherry flavour, you know.
Yeah, because we used to get the bottles of Jack's as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
Jack's cider.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Cause obviously that's the perk when, I wouldn't do it now. Why the fuck would I sit in the back of a van getting fucked with a pile of... So anyway, so
Membrini girls.
No, but I wanted to be, when we walk into the club, be already
on the level.
Like on the bus. Yeah. So I remember I put my chinos on. That's how long ago we was. Chino, even though they're making a comeback.
Chinos. I also wear mine from time to time. I'm not going to go out often. No. I've just got them.
Yeah.
And I just don't always feel like wearing jeans.
I like wearing chinos now. When we go out, that's what I wear. Because I feel... Anyway.
We'll save the fashion tip for another episode.
You know. We should do one just to fuck about one. But anyway, so back to the story. So, went up the shop. Lamborghini. Feeling it. Anyway, chinos on, pair of Vans on, I don't know, whatever t-shirt was at the time, ready to go. Five of us in the back, three of us in the front. And on the way there, I remember all of us were just sitting on my mattress, just talking shit, drinking. Went out. It was good enough night. I remember you and the driver, though, was smashed, so one of the other lads had to drive back. Now, see, I can see you. So,
yeah.
So,
because to be fair, when me and him were always out together, it's not that it was a competition, but it was, well, we used to egg each other on to drink more.
Yeah.
And we'd get rounds together, which there'll be a story for another episode, really, of those kinds of antics. But yeah, we'd almost force feed ourselves drinks.
Yeah, you chose to outman each other.
I suppose it was a pissing contest, yeah. Even though his dick's bigger than all of ours put together, so it wasn't that kind of a contest.
So, well, there's another story. long story short, so in the club, we went on to £7 bottles of champagne. It was a club called Tramps. I don't know if it's still there or whatever. So you had multi rooms anyway.
Yeah, because there was like five rooms in there. Yeah, so you had that strange spiral staircase, didn't you?
Yeah.
How did not many people fall down that or up
it? I can imagine some people did, and they had that good viewing thing where you could
view. Yeah, like the balcony.
So anyway, good night, usual, back to the van. But this night was different. Normally we used to sleep in the van or get an hour or two, then drive back. But the one lad was like, nah, I'm gonna drive us, so back in the van. So imagine it now. I think there was only two in the front. No, was there two in the front anyway? Anyway, there was two or three in the front, but the lad that was driving is now in the back. And I remember him and you being absolutely smashed. I can't say what you were saying, because it was just...
Was it the usual banter that we had together?
Yeah. It was... You used to together. I used to love that experience because I know it was good night. You know, when your cheeks hurt from laughing. Anyway, all of a sudden, the lad he's had a fair few to drink himself. First turn, curbs it, boom, boom, curbs on the way off. So he set the tone. So anyway, as he's gone onto like the high road, the main road out of there, it quickly braked. So all of us in the back went flying into the front of the van. Boom.
Yeah.
I was like, "Whoa!"
But he was doing that on purpose. Yeah, he'd
done that on purpose. So I remember then we all put the matches at the back, and we was trying to like
just brace ourselves.
Yeah, brace ourselves for when he'd done it, because literally, imagine a van going 70 miles an hour and then braking. Like obviously gravity just does its thing.
Yeah, all them G forces.
That's it. So, he's been doing this for about 20 minutes now. And then I remember this one time, he's done it, and it's like, the only way I can describe it, it's from the scene from Guardians of Galaxy 2, where Yondu has just broken out the cage with Rocky, and he's killing all the people with the arrow, and he's walking normal, but everything else around him's going really slow. Mm-hmm. And he's got the giant American song. And a little cafe at the border. That's the song that's playing on the movie at the time. So just like that, in my vision, everything's going normal, but everything's going really slow. So the lad in the front's quickly the brakes on, and I've just seen one of the lad, literally, legs go underneath him, do a complete 180, so he's vertical upside down now. Look, literally in an instant, like he's being possessed. So he's flipped upside down, straight into the where we're smashing into.
So we stuff the petition. To the back.
And yeah, hit the petition, land straight on his head, fall forward, and he was like, ah. Anyway, we stopped the van, got him all out. Anyway, pull him in the front. He was fine, and that's pretty much, you know.
Because he thought he broke his arm or something.
We thought he broke something.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, the only way I can describe it is literally, he was standing upright and then just, he was upside down. Like,
yeah, literally within an instant, his feet replaced his head.
Yeah.
And he was just straight into the back.
That's it. Smashed into your head first thing. And anyway, it turned out the lad says, "Oh, it's a good job that he done that, because we was on a drive to Western Supermare, because we was planning to go to McDonald's, the one up near to us, at 24. Anyway, but I was going to park, go to Western Supermare and find a McDonald's there, and I was out there. But yeah, I thought that was just a funny story, because literally, we was just there like six men up in the back of a van, smashing off this barricade of the wall, and then the one time he literally just flipped like he was possessed, upside down into it, head first.
It was inevitably going to happen though, because he was fucking around, like standing up anyway, trying to like.
Yeah, we're trying to ride it, and
it's like how no one really got properly hurt anyway. I don't know. But,
and what, you wouldn't even think about doing that now.
Well, no, it's. I mean, just the fact that we was drunk and. The driver decided to carry on driving back instead of just getting his head down for a few hours. It's not acceptable. It's not condoned.
No, but we used to fuck about up there. We used to go back to the vans and just talk outside the vans for about 2 hours.
Yeah, because I know sometimes we'd still have a bit of like the pre-drinks in the van. Mm. Then we'd carry on drinking afterwards, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Because I remember on the one occasion, we grabbed the McDonald's and whatever, and. The one lad was waving his food outside of a tramp who was like, a homeless person that was just sitting on the floor hoping for a bit of change. He just waved his bag of like his Big Mac or whatever right in his face. Nasty.
That's also a funny story that just come to me. When I was a kid, I went to the shops around on break, and as I was walking back to school, a van drove past and he had a McDonald's milkshake in, and he threw it at me and called me a wanker. Just randomly. Like, why would anyone do that? This was like a grown man. I mean, like, it was probably about our age now, so like 35, like going up, like 35, 40, like a man. Like milkshake. Like, and like a 14-year-old kid. Like, what the fuck, man?
You've not enjoyed a single. Pleasure there, thank you. Because I've done that before. Fuck you. I've not launched a milkshake at someone, but I've drove past like a group of school kids and like beeped at them and like shouted, "You little wankers" or whatever, because it's just funny just to see the reaction.
But it wasn't even a group, it was just me and the other lad walking back into school from going to shop. Mm-hmm. And I mean, these geezers and passion aside aren't like half out, like torso out the van, "Oi, wanker." Why?
I'd say that one of the funnier times of something along them lines, I was in the van with a builder I used to do a lot of work with. I think it was around Stourbridge. Not that it's sunny at the moment, when the sun's out, people like to get the guns out. But this lad, he was just a skinny lad. Mm. But you know, one of the ones that thinks that they're like hench and that.
Yeah.
So he's got his big bowl walk on him, thinking he's the fucking dog's bollocks. And the builder, he's just, as we're driving past, he's wolf whistled him a lot at him out the window and gone, "All right, gorgeous." And this lad, his face just dropped, and he tried like running at the van, like, even though we're driving up the road, he just tried running, "You fucking puffs," and whatever, he's shouting. he just ruined his day because he's thinking he's a geezer and he's fucking, like, women are driving past and they're all
that's so wrong with that geezer because he's so homophobic comic though. He
definitely says something along them lines.
So like, wrong.
But yeah,
should know just, better.
It was probably about 12 years ago.
Oh, so yeah, it was acceptable then.
Definitely acceptable to be a queer basher. So, my story is a little bit different. It does involve drink, really, because the night before, as most weekends, we was always on it, Friday, Saturday, and occasional Sundays as well. So, to be fair, I don't know where we would have went, or who I would have been with or anything the night before. Just know I'd had a rape to drink. And I'd been roped into working on a Saturday for the same builder, actually. He got in with his architect and we ended up doing a lot of footballers' houses. And this was the first one that I'd worked on. So the whole job, we was doing the kitchen and whatever extension work and stuff. But I was absolutely hanging. Fucking Ed was banging. But I hadn't had a breakfast or anything.
Oh, she's hungry as well.
Yeah, I was hungry. I'd threw up next to the van as well, so I had to get a bucket of water and fucking wash that away. And got to the point now, stomach starting to go a little bit.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Not for another sick, but for the other end, I need to go for a dump.
Mm.
But the builder, he just used the toilet downstairs and he cleared out the whole of the ground floor basically anyway. It just stunk it out and I was not going to go into that toilet.
Well, after this, I've got a story about you as well.
Oh, no.
So the builder stunk out the toilet downstairs.
Stunk it out. The rest of the lads, they're trying to ride through it, but they've all gone out for some fresh air. But I needed to go to the toilet as well. So I've done the next best thing. I've gone upstairs. First bedroom I've walked into, gone into the ensuite.
So was there not a toilet upstairs that you could have used though?
There probably was, but you just I wasn't decided start to start opening all the doors.
Oh, so you wanted to go in the ensuite?
Yeah, I just knew it's a rich person's house. Every room is going to have an ensuite. And I just so happened to walk into a bedroom. Saw the ensuite there, so walked into it, started to let loose. Next thing, phone starts ringing, and it's you that's called me up. And I don't know if I told you I was working the night before or whatever, but he was like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "I'm having a shit." And he'd asked me whose I was at, and I didn't know what footballer's house I was in at the time. I just knew I was at a footballer's house.
Yeah.
So once I'd finished the business, you know, wipe my ass, which, well, there's a right way to wipe your ass. I'll save that for another time. But I've heard too many people. There's been discussions on other podcasts I've listened to over the last few weeks of people not wiping their ass right, and I don't know why.
In what way?
Just not wipe, but just how they've still got skids in the boxes and that afterwards and that, and I know accidents can happen when you trust the fart too much and a little bit seeps out or whatever, but you've got to wipe right. It's like, I don't get why, particularly men, don't wipe their arse right. You know, you've got to make sure everything's gone.
Do you stand up to wipe your butt?
No.
See, I do both. I start off sitting down.
All right, we'll have this conversation now. We'll come back to the story. So, I have tried standing up. I find that you can't get everything off.
I know, are you so, folder or scruncher?
You can't scrunch.
See, I'm a bit of both, mate.
No, so, Rod, excuse this conversation for a few minutes. If you're eating, pause it, finish your meal, and then press play again, because it's going to get a little bit graphic now. So, on the initial wipe, I get two sheets.
Now, yeah, it's always
this is always dependent on the quality of the toilet roll as well. You can't do this with Asda's special home brand of sandpaper. You've got to have a good quality, you know, puppies on a roll or cachet or something.
If you can afford it, because they're expensive.
Well, to be fair, a lot of these ones that everyone's seen on TikTok, where it's 60 odd rolls for £12 and that. I showed you the other month when
it wasn't
on TikTok, it was from Amazon, but that's good stuff, triple quilted and that. So the initial wipe, you get two sheets off, so two squares put together, so folded in half, it looks like one square, but it's double quilted.
Yeah.
So if it's triple quilted bog roll, you've got six quilts on there now. You do your initial wipe, because especially if it is a bit of a messy one, that you know you've got to get the toilet brush out and give it clean afterwards. You're getting a good coverage, and you're not going to have the accident of your finger slipping through or anything. So you give it a wipe.
And why do people... why do people look at the tissue after the first wipe, even though they know there's stuff on there because it's the first wipe?
Right, so I don't look at it to look at it.
But look, you know there's stuff on that first wipe. Everyone knows there's stuff on there.
Yeah.
Unless it's a ghost one.
Those are amazing when it's a ghost poop.
Why is it... And the ghost poop ones, it's when you're pooping. They're just like...
Yeah, it just comes out and then there's no
it's
evidence.
Like you never, it's like you apart never had a shit.
Apart from what's in the toilet, there's no evidence. So, I don't look at it to see what's on there. I do the wipe and I fold it and then I give a second wipe.
Well, you double it. Yeah, on so the same wipe, so you've reused the thing twice.
No, this is something you need to remember. I'm fucking tight, and with all this crisis going on, everyone's got to save the pennies. So take notes. This is how you save on toilet roll at home. So do the first wipe, fold it in half, give another wipe, let it drop into the toilet.
Okay.
And then it's one square at a time. Then
one.
Yeah. So then you give a wipe. Back out, fold, give another wipe. So you do that for as many times until you've got the initial poop from around the hole in between your bum cheeks. If you've got a hairy arse, you know, any clinging onto the hair and that, until that's all gone. Then, the last couple of sheets, with the square again, just a little tease, you just piercing into it.
You're not playing with it.
Yeah, you're not
just
pleasuring
you're
yourself.
Doing the job.
If you're touching your first knuckle, you've gone too deep. you don't even want to feel your fingernail. You just want a little bit of an insertion. So you do it on one corner, rotate the paper, do it on another.
But if people like getting pegged, then they should.
Yeah, you definitely need to
go to the knuckle.
If you enjoy being pegged, you should be douching anyway, so you're cleaning your arse in that sense. So you give three little pokes and you check after the first two to see how much residue is on there. And you do that final step until it's all clean. So you're just seeing pure paper left. Right. You don't want to see any brown stain whatsoever. And that is the most
tactical,
convenient way to clean your bum.
Right. Alright, now
I have had it before where I was on a building site, we converted a load of houses and I had to go, there was no toilet roll, but I was right next to a sink, so I have had to use my hands. But I did wash my hands afterwards.
What should we do?
To be fair, because that's a cultural thing to do. Bought the backsides of that. Several Asian countries, and it was kind of eye opening. Not
it's
because
like,
I my
it's
finger
based like a, and that what you do with a bidet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
which that's something that I do want to get actually, because there's I think the product's called Tushy, so it's like a little attachment that goes onto the toilet and gives a little little squirt just to help clean. But yeah. So anyway, back to the toilet, the story in question. So yeah, finished wiping, back towards all nice and clean. And what I ended up doing was finding a picture and I had to send it to you. This was before WhatsApp as well.
Yeah, it was.
So I've literally, as I've left the ensuite, I've realised I was in the master bedroom and it was a wedding picture. And I'm not going to pro Evo because that would be like Briss Crunt if it was to pro Evo's name. So it was former West Brom captain at the time as well, Chris Brunt. I was in his, and it's his wedding picture that I'd sent over to you. Mm-hmm. And then within seconds of you receiving it, phone started ringing again, and all I've heard as soon as I've answered is just pure loud laughter, which was too loud for my hangover at the time. So I couldn't even hold the phone next to my ear. And you're in between your laughs, you're trying to get out. It's Chris Brunt's house.
Yeah.
You've just had a shit in Chris Brunt's house.
Yeah.
Not only was it just his house, it was his personal ensuite.
Because I remember being in the car with a few of the other lads and I told him what you said because I called to see if he was coming, but because obviously I forgot that you had work anyway. But we were just joking about, look, I said some footballers are arse, that's sweet. And obviously, you know what the lads like. So when he came, when he sent the picture, obviously, yeah, just couldn't get the words out because he was just funny.
Yeah. And because I remember I was in his garage at some point during a job as well. There was a man of the match, bottle of champagne, from playing against Man United. Which I did want to steal that, to be fair, because that would have been an expensive bottle of wine. Champagne, sorry. But that sort of started a bit of a running theme then as well, didn't it? Because I worked in several footballers' houses after that. Matthew Lawson, who was playing for Aston Villa at the time, absolute fucking wanker. So, apologies for going off the stories now and going on to a bit of a rant, but what a lazy piece of shit he was, and his missus. So look, we've got there, they're on holiday. You know, I don't go to these houses to see the... I didn't go there to see the footballers or anything. It was just to do the work.
Yeah.
But look, he's gone on holiday. They've left dirty clothes all over the place. Dirty nappies and everything. Not just in the bathroom, but in the kitchen where we're working and that as well. Left them lying for the cleaner to come and sort out. You know, you've got people coming in your house. Have a bit of decency.
Yeah.
So we ended up doing all of his house up and that as well. And when he'd come back on the last day, we'd already finished. I was sitting in the van waiting to go. And he's pulled up, top of the Range, Land Rover and that. Him, his missus and the babby's got out of the car. And them two wouldn't even look at us. As I say, I'm not there to have a conversation. Yeah. Or, you know, I'm not a Villa fan. Not a Leighton fan. I'm not trying to get a conversation and have an autograph or anything. Just fucking crack on. You know, it's Friday. Yeah. I want to go home. But the fact that wouldn't even look to say hello. And the child was probably like 3 or something. You know, he's walking around and he's like, oh yeah, he's trying to say hello to us. And the mother's just grabbed him. No, get away from them. Get away from them. I'm like, I don't even want to speak to your child either. Just fucking, just have a bit of respect, man. Absolute ignorance. Yeah. Jamie Vardy was sound. His missus wasn't. But
did you poop in his ass?
I did, yeah.
In his ensuite?
No, it was the downstairs toilet next to the kitchen and utility that we was doing for him. Because we converted his double garage into his games room. And that was just before they Leicester won the Premier League as well, that was.
Yeah, that's where they celebrated winning the league, didn't they?
I imagine you could probably get it on YouTube, but the party they had after celebration of winning the Premier League,
was it the Tottenham Chelsea game in Vardy's house? And obviously, I think if Chelsea won, obviously Leicester became champions.
Yeah,
and that's where they was watching the game.
Yeah. So as Jamie was saying, we had a skip on his drive, and he had like a McDonald's wrapper or something, and he's thrown it. To try and throw it into the skip, but completely missed. And us being men just laughed at him, took the piss, stick to football, you dickheads. And he's like, ah, fuck off. Fuck you. But again, his missus, what miserable fucker. We did, so he doesn't live in his house anymore anyway. So what was a converted loft, half of it was their bedroom, the ensuite. The other half was what we made into a walk-in wardrobe, and there was 17 different compartments, all just for shoes. Just absolutely ridiculous. And bear in mind, this is before he was earning good money. But don't get me wrong, Lord, you know.
Yeah, he was on.
He was already earning good money, but obviously when they won the Prem, he started earning, I think, 75 grand a week or something like that then.
Yeah.
So, it was just absolutely ridiculous. I nearly got the chance to work at Bales, but I didn't get to go there. But again, I've heard stories about that. He, I don't know if it's still the case, but he used to pay his brother-in-law 50 grand a year just to pull his cars in and out of his garage every couple of days.
Perfect job, isn't it, that
is. Yeah, what a life to live. Look, I have
your take my Ferrari for a spin for 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, just up and down the country.
Do a service.
Yeah.
Call up.
I know at the time, it was while he was having his garden landscaped into an 18-hole golf course as well.
Nice.
So, not bad. The daughter's Wendy house was bigger than most average three-bedroom houses as well. And it had a horse riding paddock around it. It's just, to be fair, he was on, 600 grand a week? So,
yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
Not pocket change for him, easy. But, fucking... So, that was my funny story. And, David, I hope you enjoyed that. That was a good question, thank you.
But speaking about the builder stinking out the downstairs, I remember another time we went to Worcester, and we went to McDonald's in Worcester.
Yeah, so this was one of the occasions that we actually did go to sleep
after
being out all night.
Yeah, so I think the McDonald's opened about 5 o'clock. It was early anyway. He won a 24.
No, that,
was he a 24/7?
That was all day.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, I had a little kit. You need this shit. And one of the lads was like, I don't want anything. So anyway, he comes in about 5 minutes later, walks in, stands next to me. I can't remember if I've just finished my food or just got my food at this point. He walks in and goes, the fuck's that smell? It fucking stinks. And I went, mate, that's JD. And you've literally just...
Help DEA keep our communities safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, October 25th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
I'm at the toilet stand and I've never been mean. So angry. Look, he just turned away and went back in the van. Didn't even eat. And I remember him going to me after, was that really JD? So yeah, he was like, fucking disgusted.
Because I remember that.
It hit.
Oh yeah, it was a wave.
It's like, I remember at one point going outside and coming back in and it as soon as you walk, you hit. And I mean, the toilets were at the back.
Yeah, yeah. Because where the counter was, you'd order the food. Because back in the day, you used to have to go to the counter. There wasn't these
touch screens
to order your food. You physically went to the counter.
And he was to the right of that, wasn't
just
it?
To the right.
So
because you had a door on the left to go into the kitchen bit, or the doors on the right were for the toilets.
So I can imagine people smelling it and then progressively, as they want to order food, getting worse. Oh, it was so hot. Oh my God.
I remember obviously sitting there. I'm already smelling it because it's coming out of there. But this geezer's come in, opened the door, and what the fuck? he's gagged a little bit.
It's done.
And then he's walked up, so it must have been as he's come in, that's just opened the fucking and allowed the smell to escape.
It just need. I can't describe it to you, but it hit, and when it hit, it was a the back of your throat.
Yeah, for the male audience of legal age that does a bev, it's your typical pure alcohol. Induced, because nothing was studied, let's be honest. Nothing was studied. And so it was a mixture of all the different drinks, you know, the beers, the shots and fucking everything. That just all come out.
They would have had to open all the windows and doors for a good few hours to air that out, because that was horrendous.
Which, as we all know, McDonald's can't do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's just all glass.
So that must have stayed in there for a good while. I mean, I reckon people about 3 hours later would walk in and be like, oof.
They probably did, yeah.
That was it was a bad one.
Yeah.
It's the worst smelling shit I've smelled. And I wasn't even in the cube. I wasn't even in the toilet. Do you know what I mean? That's how bad it... Like, I was in the restaurant bit. I was in the restaurant having my McDonald's premium, you know, breakfast meal. And I wasn't even in the toilet, let alone on the cubicles. And it smelled bad.
The problem with most of them McDonald's toilets, because I remember that one being the same anyway, there was like two urinals and one cubicle. So it's already a small room, so there's not much space for that gas to escape. And it was just there. It was like, look, you gotta go. I've done enough damage to toilets over the years.
Well, also, even though this one meant to be a poop question, we talked about a lot of, like, you didn't have to be poop, but there's a lot of poop involved.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've got loads of stories that we could go on and on about. But we'll save them for other occasions. You know, if anyone else wants to email in and ask us questions, ask for other stories.
Yeah. Just advice.
Yeah.
You know, he's gave you advice how to wipe your ass, you know.
That's the best advice you'll learn this week, I tell you. Hi, everyone. It's me. This is me face. Just want to remind you, we want you to send in any questions that you might have, any topics you want us to talk about. Email us at realtalkingpod@gmail.com. Tweet us, it's @AshandJD, that's the Twitter handle. So literally anything that you might have, just say hello. It literally doesn't matter to us. Send them in. See ya. That's for those who don't know. It's always been a bit of a touchy subject as well, the toilet roll issue with me. I don't get why, like, so many people have to waste toilet roll. So I won't say any direct names or anything, but there was a time where I had guests staying over at mine, and I had to take my personal good toilet roll out of the bathroom because it was just getting wasted. Because the time before when they had stayed over, like, two rolls were used within like the space of a day. So let's just say I'd gone to work in the morning, come back like 10 hours later, and it was like, say it went from 4 down to 1.5.
Yeah.
That was left in the pack. I'm like, how is it all gone? Like, no one's shitting that much. Between 3 people in the house, no one's shitting that much. So on that second occasion, I took my puppies on roll out of the bathroom, and I went to Asda, bought their fucking sandpaper, and left it in there. And over the space of 2 days, 6 rolls were gone.
2 days?
Yeah. Well, it might have been 3 days.
Yeah,
look, still.
Yeah, look, so like Friday to Sunday.
It's just not acceptable. Like, I don't get why some people have to get the roll, wang it around the hand several times, like they're trying to make the fucking mummy hand or something, just to wipe.
Also, I know we're not going on this theme, but we're doing it. When we went to Cyprus, yeah, obviously you can't put your toilet paper down the panel.
Yeah, so some countries.
It's like Greece, Cyprus, and I think Turkey. The sewage system doesn't allow it.
Yeah, because they literally are that ancient of sewage systems, the pipes aren't big enough to be able to cope with toilet roll and other stuff to go down along with poop.
Yeah.
So what you're meant to do is wipe and put it
in
the
bin. Oh,
it's the toilet.
Well, I remember when we were in there, you had a shit, and I was like, did you flush? And he was like, yeah. I was like, you weren't supposed to. And he was like, fuck up.
Yeah, because
but that little bin, so it's like,
it was just a tiny bin.
Yeah, it's okay.
There was, how many? 6 of us in this fucking
Villa.
So six people's worth of fucking
then
shit.
Then who gets that bag then?
One of us would have had to have taken that bag out and put it into the bins.
I think we all flushed it, just flushed it down.
Yeah, because I didn't have any, well, obviously we've just informed you about McDonald's story. So I'm not going to put everyone else through that throughout the whole day, especially when we're, you know, trying to have a drink round by the pool and fucking having a barbecue and that, and you're just smelling shit coming from the bathroom.
Yeah.
Fuck that. There was a lid on the bin, but still.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, for a question that didn't need to be issued, we have spoke a lot of shit.
We have got other stories. They're not all poo related.
Yeah.
I do promise that. You'll hear about them over the time. You know, we're planning on doing a lot more podcasts in the future, not just a few poop episodes.
Mm.
But I think we should lighten the load a little bit now. Excuse the pun. So. If we go back to some would you rathers, which I say go back to, it's on one of the lost episodes that we couldn't salvage the footage for.
Yeah, and the controversial one on that one, which would you rather, would you rather be completely hairless?
Yeah, so it was completely hairless, so no hair on your head, arms, eyebrows, just nothing, completely bald, or as hairy as a gorilla.
Yeah. And I went bald, no hair, and you went hairy as a gorilla.
Yeah, and you really dug down on that.
It's just because the maintenance of that is just, you'd have to spend about 2 hours a day. Because you'd have hair, you'd have to shape up all of that.
No, but that wasn't the point of the question, though. It's just, you're just hairy.
Yeah, hair I'm already, all over your body.
Yeah, I'm already hairy in that.
Yeah,
anyway,
but you haven't got hair everywhere.
But I have.
So look,
you've only seen me naked 3 times. So yeah, I'd be hairy. Ash would be bald.
Yeah. It's a shame we lost that episode because I thought it was
on that as well. We'd had a couple of drinks on that one, which we are planning on doing another episode where we've had a few beverages. Maybe that would be the same with some would you rather questions and probably quiz questions or something. Because it was a shame because both them episodes were good. Because for any new listeners, that was over the King's Coronation weekend. We did 2 episodes in one day. And the first one, we had a little flag up and we had the little banners and stuff. And we spoke about the King and his sausage fingers. And we had some funny, strange British
facts, didn't we?
British facts and strange British traditions. Which again, we might do that on another episode.
Also, I think when you think about it, some traditions are dying. Because you remember biscuits on a plate, what your nan used to do.
I still get that a lot. So
I just eat from the pack now, but people use biscuits on it.
Yeah,
on a plate.
That reminds me actually. I went to have a couple of biscuits last night, some posh Fox's cookies with chocolate in the middle, and I grabbed a fucking orange. I didn't look at the pack properly.
What, orange chocolate?
Yeah.
What?
So as soon as I opened the pack, I could just smell the orange. So I'm not.
Don't you like
it? No, I don't like orange chocolate. I don't like Jaffa cakes or anything. I just love chocolate.
Well, Jaffa cakes are cake, don't they?
The salt next to the biscuits.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So, yeah, I was absolutely gutted. So that means the missus has got some cookies. Fucking God, I bought them from a treat for myself as well. Just some cookies, posh cookies. God. But yeah, sometimes, if I have biscuits, I'll eat straight out of the packet, which is what I went to do last night. But no, it is mainly the older customers. When they do offer to make a cup of tea, they'll put a plate of biscuits. Oh, yeah, the Werther's originals.
Look, hard-boiled sweets.
Yeah,
look.
Chocolate eclairs as well.
Oh, and that's nice. Yeah.
But to be fair, I barely, if I have any biscuits or anything, it is as a treat for myself from time to time.
What was that boiled sweet where it was strawberries and cream? What was that called?
It had the swirl.
That was fucking. We don't about
they
stuff.
They don't do them anymore.
We don't about that with the Drifters and stuff last week.
I think the literally were just like strawberry cream.
What was it called?
Strawberry creams or
something. Frosties. Do you remember that? They're a bit newer. But those,
yeah, the little double lock, just a lock jelly with sugar on.
Yeah.
I was never much of a fan of them ones, to be fair.
But the strawberry and cream ones, they look like a world of original but with strawberries and cream.
Yeah, it's the same shape, but literally was just a swirl of white and cream. I feel like strawberry swirls or something.
Swirlies.
Probably, yeah.
It's gonna come like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, if any of you know what we're on about, I mean, I imagine you'd have to be
of a certain age.
Yeah, if you're like in your teens or your early 20s, you're probably thinking, what are these dickheads on about? But yeah, if you do happen to know, it might be a part of the Mandela effect. They probably never existed, did they? No, but it's not like opal fruits. Starburst, that's what opal fruits are. They were originally opal fruits and then they changed to Starburst. But it was loads like, remember Flake Snow?
Yeah.
So flake, white chocolate in the middle. Snowflake.
Really nice chocolate.
It was nice. Loads of them that just don't do anymore. Rob, we're going off on a tangent again. So we've got some would you rather questions. If you've got an opinion of your own, then feel free to email it to us at realtalkingpod@gmail.com or tweet your opinion at Ash and JD. I see you're dying to ask it.
Yeah, so just two easy ones, which, well, I think they're easy.
Yeah.
Would you rather lose your sight or lose your hearing?
So as a person that struggles with both.
What was that?
Exactly. So I am actually half deaf in my right ear. That's just negligence over the years from not wearing ear defenders with the power tools over the years. And then eyesight.
Sorry, Jack. As you talk about Graf so much, why don't Selco sponsor us? Or quickly,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because Selco, we know you're listening. You know,
you told a story when you used to get the free sandwich.
Free bacon sandwich or a sausage sandwich.
You know what I mean? But Selco hook
up. Just drop us the email. You know, we're ready to shout you out with the sponsors. Yeah.
I'm sure they'll love that.
I know this is another tangent again. I was actually having a conversation the other day because my cousin's daughter has got to start wearing glasses now. She's only 7, I think. So you think it's going to be quite a common thing now, because I mean, we're guilty of it anyway, always got phone in hands or watching the TVs. So you think all the kids now that have just literally told to stay quiet, put with a tablet in their hands watching stuff. So imagine most kids are going to grow up wearing glasses now, aren't they?
I wonder if evolution would I don't know, would he make your eyes more open in terms of, or would he make your eyelids more,
I know what some of you are thinking out there, slant-eyed, but that evolution was down to...
From the
sands and everything.
But what I'm saying is, obviously, because after so long when you squint, kind of like, look...
I think I'd rather go deaf.
I think so, because you can still. Seeing stuff visually is more important than hearing stuff.
Yeah, and as someone that loves the food, you can't hear how good your meal is going to be, but you can see how good it's going to be.
Yes.
Obviously, again, when it comes to TV, you've got all the subtitles, which a lot of the time goes too quick. I struggle to read some of it. But at least that way, you can still enjoy it. And again, when watching a football, most of the time I don't listen to the commentators. I'll happily sit there with TV muted, and I'll listen to my own commentary, like Mark Goldbridge or someone. So, yeah, I'd rather go deaf.
Right, and then do a quick one. Would you rather have a living chef or a living cleaner?
Well, for me, be living cleaner, just because I do enjoy cooking.
Yeah. See, mine be the opposite. I don't mind cleaning, but...
Well, your missus is actually all right at cooking
as well,
compared to mine. But no, I do. Talk, you know, I told you off the pod. I got myself a stand mixer last weekend, and I've been doing a lot of bread throughout the week, homemade pizzas and stuff. I just enjoy it. Especially, I love cooking a Sunday roast. So I've got some pork ready for this Sunday. But it's just nice, you know. If there's football on, I'll watch the game.
Yeah.
Depending on time of kickoff, I'll do the prep before, watch the game, then start cooking. It's just therapeutic. You can just have a couple of drinks, do all the meal prep, get the meat in the oven, and the smell, oh God, it's just great.
You could still get the smell of someone else cooking it for you, mate. And you could still have a beer.
Yeah, but I just enjoy doing it. It's just, a roast dinner, it's a staple meal of a British home anyway. But I grew up having the best and worst of it, really. So with mum working most weekends, my sister used to cook the Sunday dinners on a weekend, obviously on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I'd be at my dad's, I'd have some of the worst roast dinners ever.
Who used to cook your dad?
No, stepmom. Now, I get it. I appreciate when there's six kids that you're trying to share out a fucking chicken, and dad's always got to have the legs. But you can't always get a good portion of chicken, but it has to be cooked properly. And to have burnt sausages on the dinner as well. Back then as well, because I'd never used to eat any of the veg, so it literally would just be some mash, a couple of roasters, and meat, and a Yorkshire pudding or two on the plate. Mm. So there was nothing to enjoy on one of those dinners, but at least when my sister cooked, big sister, be a nice dinner, you know, mash was always nice and buttery, and the roasters would be cooked nice and crisp, soft on the inside, and you're actually getting portion of meat, no burnt sausages. So it was from then, really. I mean, because I pretty much from the age of 14, sometimes I'd get home from school and I'd have to cook for myself anyway, do my own washing or whatever. So I think it just stems from that. Because I've had to do it, and then I just enjoy doing it. And yeah, especially when I started trying new foods and getting used to different foods and actually eating more healthily, it's just a nice way to cook something that you don't like to a way that you will enjoy it. Not have a clean up.
Well, another one that I find could split opinions. Would you rather be the most overdressed or the most underdressed guest at a party? See, I sometimes have the thing where you go somewhere, not so much out or something, but you know, sometimes you sign up wearing shorts and everyone else is half decent. You know, so which one would you rather be? Would you rather be the most overdressed or underdressed guest at a party?
Well, for the watchers on the YouTube videos, you'll mainly see that I don't really care what I'm dressed as. So I'd be the underdressed, because I'll just, unless it's a special event, you know, a wedding or something, I just don't see the need to have to put on an appearance for people.
I'm the same, underdressed or the way.
Because even with my wedding, I says to everyone, dress how you want, and then they could have bought a change of clothes, to change into shorts and t-shirts or whatever afterwards if they wanted to. You know, I even planned to do it at some point, but I didn't. I'd prefer everyone to be comfortable. It's just underdressed. That's the way I'll
do. I've got another one interesting here. Would you rather know the date you would die in the future or the cause of your death?
So I have heard this one a few times. For me, I'd rather know the cause.
Mm.
Because if you knew when you was going to die, it's just like a big countdown.
Yeah. But if you knew you was going to die in a plane crash, you just would have never gone on a plane.
Yeah. Well, that's where you can't be as specific as that. Because if it says you died because of a plane crash, that plane could be failing. You could just be driving on a motorway, going from A to B, and a plane crashes into you.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be able to live that way of avoiding said thing, because it could be a numerous ways that could still kill you.
So what one would you rather?
I'd rather know what's going to kill me.
What's going to kill, okay.
Because you've got a bit of a fighting chance. But again, with most of the things these days, it's probably just be something boring, or cancer or something, wouldn't it? You know, looking, but yeah, you're going to die of cancer.
Is it interesting, actually, a bit morbid, actually, keeping on the same? Would you rather die before your spouse or after your spouse? That's a hard one, because
I think it depends on what age we're at, really.
Yeah, but obviously then that person, you know, either you'll have to go through that torment of losing, obviously, your partner.
Yeah.
Or would you rather them go through that pain?
So that's why I think it depends on age. Because if you're old, you know, you're old, if we're lucky to get to like the age of 90, and then you die at that age, you know, comfortably, naturally, then it's not too bad, because you're expecting it, you're old, you're waiting for that to come, really.
Yeah.
But if it happens, you know, within like 5 years, and either yourself or your partner's still got another 30, 40 years to live with that lot weighing on them, then that'd be a lot harder. So if it was at like around now, I'd rather them go. No, because I'd rather be selfish and not have to put them through the pain.
Okay. And would you be allowed to move on?
Would you? I'd be back to being a top shagger again. What do you? No, it's like,
it's a hard one, isn't that one? Yeah, it's just keeping on the on morbid, the morbid side,
But yeah, no, I think I'd rather have to go through the pain than put them through.
No, I do agree with that one. Yeah. Another one, which I think me and you are going to agree on. Would you rather arrive super early or super late to an event?
Early.
Why are people so late all the time? Like,
no, again, it's going to seem like I'm bashing my wife a bit again today, like episode 4. But it's not going to be anything as bad as that. Even though I still haven't had a birthday present. We're in July. I don't see why. So I have to lie to my missus. So let's just say we're going to the cinemas.
Yeah.
And the film starts at 10:30. I have to say it starts at 10:00. So it gives me a fighting chance to be there for 10:15. Because it's like always in their heads. I'm going to leave it to the last minute. And especially if it is like the cinema, you haven't got to get dressed up. You don't even need to put any fucking makeup on or anything. But no, it's make an effort, drag everything along, or I'll go for a shower at 9:15. Knowing that we've got to be out of the house in 45 minutes. Fair enough, I live 2 minutes away from the cinema. But it's not the point. And I know, it might say it's 10:30, but it would be like 11 o'clock when it starts. But I want to be there. So whether it's the cinema, the pub or whatever, look, if it is, especially if it is like you're going for a meal or something, you're getting a good seat, you're getting a nice table. You've got to get comfortable, because especially if it is a party, if you're arriving an hour or so late and you've got nowhere to sit, you're standing up, and I ain't about that. I've got to be comfortable.
Yeah.
I fucking hate it.
Got to set the ambience right in here.
Yeah, and especially if I know it probably is just mainly because we've got the drink thing in our heads. You want to go out, you want to have a good time and enjoy it. So why get there late and miss most of the stuff? Get there.
And then catch up. You're playing catch up on it.
Just be there the whole time, if not earlier. So that's what I was trying to do.
So it's all right. I'm going through some of them, and some of them are not that great. So I'm just trying to find one where we can have a little bit debate about. But
I've got a little one here while you're trying to find another one.
Go on then.
Would you rather have a time machine or a teleporter?
Ooh.
So obviously the time machine, we all know the laws of physics. Time machine will take you forward or back in time. But the teleporter would take you from A to B in an instant.
Well, that is a good one, actually. Let me just process that. Oh, mate. That is a good one. I think would go for a teleporter.
Yeah.
So just because of the unknown of going in the past. And
Because if you've got a time machine, I know you can go back in the past, but you'd have to be so careful not to change anything.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the butterfly effect and all that. Literally. Because if you're going in the past, your main thing that most people really are going to go in is to try and find that big winning lottery ticket numbers. That's what everyone's going to do. But if
you're not going in the future, then come back.
Yeah, or doing that, you're changing the future then as well. So you don't want to do that because you don't know what wave you're going to do.
I just think a teleport is just, you could just go, do you want to go away? Yeah. Doop, Spain.
But again, sticking with that money theme that I got in my head, teleporting to the bank with all the monies, get yourself a couple hands full. Teleport back out, in and out, no one knows, done.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's win-win, really.
Yeah.
No, that was a good one. So, teleporter. Is it, yeah, speaking of the gender thing, because there's more, well, would you rather be a kid or an opposite gender for a month or non-binary, if you wanted to be non-binary for a month? That's what I mean.
I think you've got to go for the opposite gender, because why would you want to be a kid again? Because you've got to think of it practically here. So, you know, we'd have to go to work as the child, because you can't just not go to work still. We've also got to earn our money, and you're losing your physical strength. So, well, I say that because with me and yourself, you know, we wouldn't be able to lift stuff and not use the tools properly and that if we're a child again. And it's not like everything's just going to be free because you're back to being a child. At least if you're the opposite gender, you're still capable enough of living that month and doing what you need to do. Plus, you know, as a man, I'm sure women would do the same as well. If you could swap just for a temporary amount of time, you're gonna have a good play. You know?
I think every female that if this was like, there was like, yeah, I'd be a man, would helicopter straight away.
But that's if they've been given a big enough dick to be able to do it. Because how gutty would you be? If that was in your head, as a woman, you want to be a man for a week or a month or whatever, and you think, yeah, I'm going to do that. But how gutty would you be? Genie, yep, there you go. You swapped over. You got a micro dick. A little mushroom sticking out. So you can barely even flick it, let alone fucking get a bit of a swing on it. No, look, Mr. Chai in fucking The Hangover. Like, imagine it's not that small so that you literally can't do anything with it. You'd be gutsy, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
At least like, if it's the other way around, like male to female, you've still got the box to play with.
Yeah.
You're still going to have some form of, you know, breasts to play with as well. So I think it's only the men that are going to be the winners in that situation, aren't they? You know, it's always going to be harder the other way around.
Mm.
Did you have any other ones?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few, but I'm trying to find the good one. I didn't know whether if you want to do some of those, or if you've got any good ones there.
Well, to be fair, there is loads. You know, we could go on for another hour or so doing them, but we are at the hour point now.
Yeah, I think we need to find like a proper like adult one, like proper. So like these, some of them are just a bit cliche, if you will.
Yeah, a lot of them would have heard before. There was even one here. Would you rather hop all the time or squat? So as you walk in, you got to do like a lungy squat or you're hopping around.
Yeah, be a hop.
Yeah, I'd have to go for the squat really, because if I'm carrying stuff, could you try and imagine you walking or hopping with a cup of tea in your hand? At least if you're squatting or doing the lunging squat, you've got a bit more control. If you're hopping around, plate of food's going everywhere. At least if you're lunging, you're squatting. So I'm thinking of the practical side of things there. But yeah, we've gone over an hour again now. So just a reminder again, we appreciate questions coming in. Please do send any more in. So as we say, it's realtalkingpod@gmail.com. Twitter is Ash and JD. So tweet, send a DM, whatever. We should know more of what to do. We're getting old. We're too old for this technology malarkey. And on the YouTubes, Real Talking Pod. The links will be in the description as you click on the podcast as well, for any of those. The downloads, it does make a difference with the stats. You know, with the downloads, I can physically see how many are downloading. And it does no harm. It takes next to no space on your phone or your laptop, whatever you're listening on. And I think with Spotify, after 30 days, it automatically deletes itself anyway. Oh, so you're not continuously using up all your memory on your phone. Plus, everyone's got unlimited memory on the phone. Really, aren't they? You know, millions of pictures and all sorts, got the cloud and whatever. So, you know, it's no hardship, you know. Say, like it, share it, tell everyone. You know, if you've got a friend or colleague or family member that you think they'd enjoy listening to us more bits, then just tell them, just give a little nudge, say, yeah, mate, have a listen to these. You know, really do appreciate it. And thanks again to David. Danny G, you know, you're slacking a bit there now, ain't you, kid? You better send us another message in, send another email. But we're open for everyone. Please do get in touch. And we'll see you next time then. Peace.